The rain is falling gently now, occasionally. The rolling hills are surrounded by mist, and it is one of the most gentle areas of this part of New York State that I've ever seen. And I'm talking to Peter Jemison, who is the site manager of, I'm going to have trouble saying this,
Ganondagan.
And this is a National Historic Landmark. And Peter, I'm going to ask you a very simple question, but at the same time, a very hard question. Where am I, and what's it all about?
Well, I would say land of the people of the Great Hill. In our language, Onondaga is what we call ourselves, meaning the people of the Great Hill. So when you're in our Aboriginal territory, to me you're in Ganondaga, the territory of the original people who call themselves the people of the Great Hill. And you are visiting, right now we're sitting inside of a reproduction, if you will, or a reconstruction of a Seneca bark longhouse, the kind of house that we lived in, certainly in the 17th century. And this longhouse is 65 feet long, and it's 22 feet wide, and it's 22 feet tall. And it really does give us a sense of the architectural space that people lived in when they lived in multifamily dwellings like this.
You and I also discussed the concept of sanctuary. And historically, this did become a sanctuary. And I'm wondering if you can just talk to me a little bit about the nature of this sanctuary.
The Power and Righteousness by a man we call the Peacemaker. He journeyed among our people maybe a little over 1,000 years ago, and he traveled among the Seneca, the Cayuga, the Onondaga, the Oneida, and the Mohawk, spreading this message of peace, until we had all accepted the message, and we formed this confederacy that to ourselves we call the Haudenosaunee. People refer to us as the Five Nations in English, or the Iroquois, the French-speaking people may say. And the Seneca people, we're the keepers of the Western Door, so we're the westernmost nation. At the time period that we were living here, we were still living under this message of peace. And we really always promote to the visitor that one of the ways in which Ganondagan is referred to is as the Town of Peace. And it was attacked by the French in 1687 because of the French desire to gain a monopoly on the fur trade. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So this is a town of peace. It was a home to maybe 4,500 Seneca people. When people come to visit the site, we want them to have the experience of the way that you're appreciating the landscape right now, this idyllic setting, this kind of feeling that comes over you as you walk the land itself, this feeling you have when you step back in time, stepping into our bark longhouse, and you kind of are both in the present and sensing the past and feeling the past. We want you to have all of those experiences and to slow you down a little bit in your everyday life and to take notice of, for example, we have a trail where we identify trees and plants by their Seneca name, their Latin name, and their English name. We want you to take notice of those kinds of things.
Thank you, Peter.